A college education is famously expensive. But what about the test just to apply? Benjamin Tinelli wrote an opinion piece for the Wall Street Journal this week, and he questioned the costs of the SAT and AP tests that students have to take just to be considered for admittance to college. And he asked if this doesn't discriminate against poorer families especially. Mr. Tinelli is a senior at Garfield High School in Seattle, and he joins us. Thanks very much for being with us.
Of course, of course.
May I ask how much has your family shelled out for these tests for you, for example, this year?
It has to be close to about 1,000 by now. About 500 for AP tests, 100 for SAT, about another 100 for the subject tests, and then, of course, that 100 and something dollars to report it all.
What makes you skeptical that these costs aren't justified? I mean, because the College Board has operating expenses, surely.
Yeah, of course. What really sealed the deal for me was when I had to pay $11.25 to report each individual score to colleges on my list. And, of course, I believe, you know, there has to be a lot of money that goes into proctors, the readers for the essays, all that stuff. But to just send scores, it doesn't cost $11 per score.
And, of course, the College Board's a not-for-profit corporation.
Yeah. I mean, they pull in about $750-plus million a year. In the last 3 years, there's been about a $60 million profit on average, and that's just insane.
Well, let me follow up on another part of your argument, Mr. Tinelli. Do you think the cost of the test deter students from applying to more than one college, and is it perhaps discourage poorer families?
Yeah, definitely. The College Board does do a great thing, which is the fee waivers. But what I think it really gets to is kids who don't qualify for those fee waivers, yeah. But yet their parents still don't want to shell out money for, you know, $50 for each SAT and then almost $100 for each AP test. That discourages kids from taking more tests, getting higher scores, and competing with kids that have private tutors or have parents that set them up since elementary school to basically study for a single test.
Any reaction from the College Board people? Because there's a part of me that would wonder, I mean, wouldn't it be tempting just to see your name pop up on an exam and say, this guy's getting a zero?
Exactly, yeah. That was the joke that's been passed around. I basically am scared to log into my College Board account now just in fear of my SATs dropping a couple hundred points or something. And so that's really the big fear now. But yeah, as of yet, there's been really no response.
Well, Mr. Tinelli, whatever happens, we wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you so much for having me.